So why are you here? Huh? Huh? Making merit, huh? Yeah, you need a lot of merit, yeah? Next life is coming. Yeah? For some people it's coming sooner, for other people it's coming later. Yeah? We need to prepare our bags, you know? Yeah? To go into the afterlife, yeah? Or into the next life, yeah? Yeah? That's the only thing we can take with us. Yeah? Bun and Bab, yeah? Or what is it in English? Merit and demerit, yeah? Everything that you built here in this world, gone. What kind of job do you have? Cook. So you have to learn to be a cook in the next life as well. Yeah? It's gone. I mean, look at the little kids. They have to learn to walk. They have to learn to talk. They have to learn to read. They have to learn to write. They have to go to school again. 15 years, yeah, before they can use the body, yeah. And we love that so much, huh? You want to go to school again? Huh? Remember this, eh? We only think in our next life we are 20, yeah? We don't think about the first 20 years, yeah? Huh? And we don't know in which of the realms of existence we are reborn, yeah? Some of us might go down, yeah? Huh? If you're lucky, you go in the ghost realm. If you're unlucky, you go in the hell realm, yeah? If you're fortunate, you might go to the heavenly realms. Yeah? But then, yeah, going up to heaven first and then going down to hell second. Yeah? Or going first to hell and then up to heaven. I mean, that's the choices we have. Yeah? I mean, if you believe in the in the teachings of the Lord Buddha, yeah, that is, yeah, up and down, yeah. That's why I sometimes call it roller coaster. Yeah? Very slowly, slowly, slowly going up, but very fast going down, yeah? Yeah? But you don't believe it, huh? No, you don't believe it, yeah? You think, yeah, this is the last life, yeah? Some people say, yeah, there's only one life. No. Yeah? See, every one of you is different, yeah? Has different, you know, different objectives in his life, yeah? Different for some physiology, yeah, whatever. Yeah, that, he is British. He should know. Huh? Everybody has a different body. Some people are women, some people are men. Some people are half woman, half men. And half men, half woman, yeah? Yeah? I mean, it depends on, yeah? In this life we are women, next life we are men. Huh? So don't feel too much oppressed, yeah? Because in the next life you oppress. When you turn into a man, you know, you will oppress the women, yeah? And when you're a woman, you get oppressed by the men, yeah? Or by the situation, yeah? Yeah? Don't worry, yeah? In German we have the saying, the oppressed of today is the oppressor of tomorrow, yeah? It all comes back to us, yeah? Karma. Ever heard of it? Huh? Don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you, for whatever is happening to you right now is what you have done to all, unto others. Clear? Yes. Until we get out, you know, and get to work and get home, you know, and then everything becomes unclear again, yeah? We tend to forget, you know, because our life takes us, you know. The moment we go to work, we forget everything, yeah? And then we come home, you know. And nowadays, you know, we just look at our smartphones and the world is gone. The world is now in our hands, yeah? We don't even need a telly anymore at the home. Yeah? We just have our smartphone. Yeah? Projected, you know, maybe on the telly, yeah? Or on the big monitor. Yeah? Yeah? I mean, we get completely deluded, yeah? by these things, by these smartphones, by all these toys that we have, yeah? Before we went to university, we had to go to the library. Yeah? Yeah? Look up the books. We know who wrote the books, you know, and took out a passage here, took out a passage there. Yeah? But at least we knew that this was real. Yeah? Now, what do the people nowadays do? Google, Google, Siri, huh? Or AI, huh? Gemini, or whatever. I don't know what all, yeah? And they don't know where this information is coming from. Huh? At least when we went to the library, we knew who wrote the book, yeah? If it was trustworthy or not. But nowadays we don't know. Yeah? We believe, you know, whatever they say, you know, whatever they come out with, huh? No? It's making fools out of us, yeah? So be smart, yeah? Huh? Don't let the smartphone take over your life, huh? And become stupid, yeah? Huh? The more you use your smartphone, the more stupid you become. Because you don't use your brain. Huh? Huh? Even the old people do it. Huh? Why? Huh? When we were born, there were no smartphones, huh? Huh? And now, what do you do? Wasting time. The precious time we have as human beings, yeah? Yeah? The precious time we have, you know, I mean, to find a way out, yeah? Out of this hamster wheel, yeah? It's called samsara vata, yeah? Or what is it in English, you know, the round of birth and death, yeah? It's called samsara, huh? Yeah? To get out. I call it the hamster wheel. Running, and not going anywhere. Huh? One life after the next life, after the next life, after the next life. We just run and run, yeah? Each life when we become human beings, huh? We have to, you know, educate this body, you know, then work, yeah? How much fun is it? Ask yourself, how much fun do you have in your life, huh? You're happy? No. Looking at your faces. Yeah. Happiness is in our heart. We don't have to produce it. We don't have to look for this or look for that. Yeah. We don't have to look for a new car or not a new pair of shoes or, you know, new clothes. Yeah. Or new smartphone. Yeah. The happiness arises here, but also the unhappiness. Huh? It's all in the heart, yeah? You just need to close your eyes, you know, and stay with the breath or stay with the Buddha until there's no more thoughts and no more memories coming up. And then, yeah, what do we have? Yeah? Whatever has been here in the heart, yeah? Metta, yeah? It's here in the heart. We don't have to produce it, yeah? Oh, you know, see a golden globe, you know, and project it. That's not matter. That's our imagination of matter. The matter is here in the heart, and it has always been here in the heart, yeah? A person, you know, who doesn't have any desires, I mean, has the utmost matter. Huh? He didn't produce that matter. It was always there. The utmost compassion for all beings. You know, look at the Lord Buddha, yeah? Once he has finished his job, yeah, I mean, he had the utmost compassion for all the beings, yeah, and the utmost understanding, yeah, and what he called the supreme happiness, yeah. That's what we can do, yeah. Don't waste your life as a human being, yeah. HT. Looking for this, looking for that. Oh, I still have to do this. I still have to do that. In the next life, you still have to do a lot of things. Yeah? And then the life after that, you still have to do a lot of things. It will never end. Huh? And, you know, if you are a little bit older, you know, then I'm finished. Huh? The moment you're finished, you have something else. Huh? And it will never stop. Yeah? Ask the people who are retired. Yeah? They still have so many things to do. Huh? So little time. They are much busier than most of the people who work. Doing this, doing that, huh? Make something, you know, make something out of your life, you know. At least go in the right direction. Yeah? Even if you can't finish in this life, you know, go in the right direction. Yeah? And the fundamental principle that we all know, yeah? Even if you practice, you know, if you want to go to heaven, you know, it's the five precepts. Yeah? Not to harm any living being. Yeah? Not to take what is not given. Yeah? It's so easy, you know, we work in a big company, you know, and we take things, you know, back home. Yeah? It's not given to us. We think we work in this company, it belongs to us. No, it doesn't belong to us, yeah? Then, no sexual misconduct, yeah? If we are married, you know, I mean, we are married only to one partner, not to 10 partners, yeah? But sexual misconduct is not only between married people, yeah? Yeah? It's between father and son, or father and daughter, or mother and son, you know? Sexual misconduct, teacher and student is sexual misconduct, professor and student is sexual misconduct, yeah? The CEO with the secretary is sexual misconduct, yeah? And when you look now, sexual misconduct is number one in this world, yeah? No matter if you're here in Malaysia or in Thailand, you know, or in the West, yeah? Everywhere. And then, you know, Musa, yeah? No harsh speech, no lies. Oh, our mouth is so fast, you know, we can't even control it. It goes out. Boop, 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 boop. Look at him, look at her, look at her. Yeah, look what she's doing. Huh? We never look at what we are doing. Yeah? We always point fingers at other people. We never point fingers at us. Yeah? Why? I mean, the problem is not with your husband, you know, or your partner. The problem is within you. But of course, you know, he's a very good object where we project all the bad things, you know, on our partner, you know. But we are so good. Huh? No, you're not good. Yeah. We are born, all of us are born with the same, with the same principles. Huh? We all have evil and we all have good. Yeah. Some people have more goodness and some people have, more evil, in their heart, yeah. It's up to us, you know, to reduce the evil and to improve the goodness, yeah. That's up to us, yeah. So don't look unto others, don't tell others, you know, what their fault is, yeah. Look at your own fault, yeah. Improve yourself. So Musa, yeah, no lies, no harsh speech, yeah. And the last one, yeah, no alcohol, no drugs, yeah. Everything that makes us unmindful, and that includes nowadays the smartphones as well. Yeah. Do you see people, you know, running, you know, looking at their smartphone, running over the street, you know, not knowing what is coming? Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, unmindful. Yeah. Not being mindful, unaware of what is going on around us. Yeah? We are completely sucked into this world. I mean, think about it, you know, I mean, we call ourselves, we are already in a delusion, yeah, being here in this human world, yeah, and now we get into a second degree of delusion, yeah. I mean, lots of people play games on their phones, you know, but even that, you know, even the smartphone is the second grade of delusion. How difficult is it to get out? It's already very difficult to get out of this kind of delusion, of this universe, yeah? Of the 31 realms of existence, yeah? Yes? We do our best, yeah? Even if we are old, you know, we sit down and practice and practice and practice and practice, yeah? Especially, you know, when we are already retired. We don't need to do anything anymore, yeah? Hopefully our children will look after us when we are old, you know, and so we can practice, yeah? Until we die, yeah? That is the best way, yeah? Because, you know, if you practice, you know, and during the time of death, you know, then we can choose, yeah? We can choose where to go, yeah? If not, if we don't have sati, if we don't have awareness in the moment of death, that is mostly painful, yeah? Then, I mean, we just follow the strongest karma, yeah? Wherever it leads us. Yeah? Look at your life, you know what kind of karma you have, you know, to be born in this kind of situation, yeah? And that's probably, you know, the next life as well. Have fun, yeah? Yeah? Okay, understood, huh? And make the most of it, you know. I cannot practice for you, yeah? I mean, it wasn't easy for me to practice, yeah? I went into a homelessness with 31, yeah? I said, yeah, after 5 years of work, I said, that's not the way, you know? That doesn't bring me any happiness, it just brings me money, yeah? And what money? Money doesn't bring you happiness, yeah? Even if you can fly around the world, you know, look at this, you know, wherever you go, yeah? No matter if you're in Malaysia, no matter if you're in Indonesia or in Thailand, you know, people look the same. Their houses, you know, the same, yeah? And the weather is pretty much the same, yeah? So, why to go there? Huh? It's new, yeah? That's why we need a new handbag, or new shoes, yeah? New clothes, yeah? It's new, it's different, yeah? No, it's the same. Wherever we go, it's the same. Because wherever we go, we meet with ourselves, yeah? We don't meet with other people. We meet with our own problems, yeah? Okay, that's enough for this morning, yeah? And remember it, you know, when you go out, huh? I say the same thing to the Thais. They come and listen to a talk, you know, the moment they go out of the gate, you know, they, food. What do we eat now? I haven't tried this, I haven't tried that, you know, let's go and try this and that, you know. And then once they eat and talk, you know, everything is forgotten. Yeah? Okay, so, yeah. Okay, so tonight there's a talk, you know, yeah? Hopefully everybody attends to it, yeah? I'm talking a little bit about how we can end the suffering, yeah?